All right, Kevin Barker, you got to find the positive for me in that, because after every Alek Manoah start, we've been told that the first thing that John Schneider and Pete Walker do is you try to find something positive, something to hang your hat on, something to make the next start, I don't know, exciting for the guy? Probably not. But something to have him look ahead to the next start. At this point, I think, as Chris LaRue said, I think at this point it is out of John Schneider and Pete Walker's hands. To me, it's up to Ross Atkins to do something right now about this. It's up whether that's I don't pretend to know about an acquisition or anything like that. But this is the front office has got to take over here. Everybody's done everything they can for Alek Manoah. Everybody feels bad for Alek Manoah. I think maybe even Alek Manoah has done everything he can for Alek Manoah. So now it's time for somebody to step up and make the call. And this is not Alek Manoah, who was a Cy Young finalist. This is Alek Manoah, who's statistically one of the worst pitchers in baseball right now, period.
Yeah, I mean, well said. There's not much I can add to that. I mean, you're looking for positives. He was 6-for-9 with throwing strike one. That we talked about that today. If he throws strike one, maybe he'd have a decent
We thought nine batters in one inning, though, Bark.
Well, you're asking me about positives. I just gave you one.
I know.
That's one. If Vladimir Guerrero Jr. catches the ground ball in the first inning with the bases loaded, turns the double play because Alvarez is a very slow runner, maybe he only gives up one or two runs instead of six runs.
Was that play makeable for you?
Absolutely. That's a gold glove first baseman. Absolutely it is. I mean, it's a changeup. Alvarez is out in front. Might have a little spin up and away from Vladdy. Absolutely. He turns that. Knowing who's on the mound and knowing the situation and knowing that the bases are loaded, absolutely. He makes that play. That could turn out a different story, right? Then you get out of that not giving up six, maybe giving up one or two. You asked me for positives. I'm trying to give you. The Jolks homer, that's 94. That's his best heater. That had sink to it. That's a good pitch. That's just a hitter dropping the head on something. Those are three positives right there. The negatives are, you know, he's blowing bunt singles. He's trying to blow bunt singles foul. He had 5 3-ball counts. Yeah, it's not a good look. I mean, you could say it any other way you want to say it. It's not a good look. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think it's to the point now where, you know, if he would have had a decent start, he goes 4 1/3, 3+, maybe you give him another one. When he don't get out of the first inning, he throws 38 pitches, he gives up 6 runs, I'm with you. I think it's you got to be the grown-up in the room. That's up for Ross Atkins. That has nothing to do with John. That has nothing to do with Pete Walker. That has nothing to do with Alek Manoah. That's Ross Atkins. That he needs to take over here. You know, give the kid a break. I don't know where you send him. If you want to send him to Dunedin to the billion-dollar business down there, you do it. Like, you send him down there, give him a break, let him walk away from Canada and the media and me and you talking about him all the time and everybody else that ever goes on.
But I just want to jump in and say something here. You know, Alek Manoah has courted the media. Alek Manoah's gone out of his way to put himself in the limelight. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but he's gone out of his way to put himself in the limelight.
Yeah, that's got
doing
that's
that
got
thing in MLB. No, but my
that's
point is this.
That's got nothing to do with the dude that's
yeah, but
in
my
a
point
hard
is this.
Time. Just needs to walk away.
Barker,
that's
Barker,
all.
listen. This city is not hard on its ball players. Like, I'm sorry. This media corps, they're not hard on Alek Manoah. Give me a break. They ask the intelligent questions.
That's not the point. The point is after you give up this many runs, throw this many pitches in the first inning against arguably one of the better teams in all the baseball, and you've consistently been doing that all year, you need to walk away just for a little while. I'm not saying the whole season. Walk away, reboot, do whatever it is you do down there. Figure it out.
416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Folks, we'll ask you, what do you do about Manoah? Simple question tonight. What do you do about Alek Manoah? We'll monitor John Schneider's comments. John Schneider essentially told us on our show that he's one of our dudes. We're going to keep running him out there. But I'll tell you what, man. The body language, everything tonight. Everything tonight. You know what? Your opponents will tell you what they think of you. And the way the Astros approached him with the aggressiveness of Dubon, the infield bunt by Peña, make the big man run, make him uncomfortable. I don't mean this to insult the Astros. They showed a complete lack of respect for Alek Manoah, which suggests to me, and I mean that, I'm not saying they did it to show him up. I'm saying they showed a lack of respect to Alek Manoah because they knew how bad he was. They went out, again, full credit to the Astros, and they made it uncomfortable for him right out at the gate. And I'm watching that. You know, again, you're right. It's not John Schneider or Pete Walker. If I'm Ross Atkins, I'm watching that, and I got to think to myself, what the hell am I doing here? Because you know what? They've had no injuries to their starting rotation. They've been one of the healthiest teams in baseball this year with their starting rotation at a time when pitchers are going in the IL. That, like, there is no excuse. There is no excuse for this organization not to have had time and tried to address the issues of depth at AAA. None whatsoever. They've had time to do it by now. And I'm not saying you're going to go out and find a Cy Young winner. But Jesus, find somebody who can give me three innings. Stick him down to AAA, then bring him up here. And if it means creating a phantom injury for Alek Manoah and sending him down, I'm all for that. I'm absolutely all for that. 11-4, the Houston Astros beating the Toronto Blue Jays tonight in the first of four games at the Rogers Center. Ian in Toronto, you want to talk about Alek Manoah?
Well, yeah, everybody does at this point. But my personal opinion is after that seven-walk Yankee start, and I was at that game, and he was completely all over the zone, that's when the plug should have been pulled. You've waited too long. You probably at this point, management's probably just completely taken his confidence, and it's not even at zero. It's wherever below zero it is. It could be right now. You send him away. You send him to Dunedin, AAA. You sit down and talk to him, but he's got to get out of the light. Why everybody's frustrated, and I get this, is because this was completely unexpected. The fact that he's, you know, become a walk machine. He was never a walk machine, not in college, not in his short stint in the minors. So it's not like it. That's what's the most confusing part, is like you didn't see any of this happen. Whereas I see a lot of people trying to compare him to Ricky Romero. Ricky Romero walked everybody and hit everyone and threw wild pitches all the time in the minors. His collapse was basically going to eventually happen.
Let's also point out Ricky Romero had some pretty serious leg injuries too, if I'm not mistaken.
He was walking guys in his minor league career before he even got into Toronto. Typically, when guys have issues with control in the minors, they don't get fixed in the majors. Control is something that you have or you don't. It's one or the other. It's not something that just magically appears over time. Manoah has had control. We've never seen him walk guys at this rate in ever.
Yeah, but I mean ever.
Yes, it's very short.
Yeah, ever. We're 18 months, ever.
But even in the minors, but again, in the minors, he wasn't walking guys at this rate either. So again, something has happened.
So what's your answer?
You got to send him away. Like I said, I was after the seven walk Yankees start. I was. You got to send him away. You got to.
What do you
do?
Who do you replace him with?
At this point, I know. Again, these aren't great options, but at this point, if you don't do something, you might as well just forfeit the game and save the bullpen, because that's all you're doing right now is collapsing and cratering the bullpen by having them pitch basically a full game. Bowden Francis has pitched okay in AAA. Yes, he has only gone short starts, but at least it's something. And then, God forbid, this is a nuclear option, which I didn't even want to consider, is Klossenstein in AA has pitched pretty well. And yes, he's not on the 40-man, but at the end of the day, you're trying to compete for a World Series. You're not trying to, you know, you can't really worry about other things. With Manoah, it could be fatigue. It could be that he just pitched way too much last year. And he just doesn't want to admit that he's got a dead arm at the moment. Like,
Ian,
you know,
We got a lot of calls to get to. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Kevin. I mean, Ian makes a ton of points. I think a lot of other people are going to make as well. I mean, at this point, whoever's doing anything at AAA, I'd rather run him out there than Manoah, because Alec Manoah's not giving me a chance to win ball games. And I know you're going to say that this season's all about winning, but my point is, give me a guy at AAA who can at least give me a couple of innings, and I'll make it work after that, or I'll try to make it work. And at this point, all I'm concerned about, frankly, and I said this two starts ago, at this point, I'm starting to be more concerned about Alec Manoah. You know, I want Alec Manoah right at some point. Maybe it ain't going to work this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not going to work this year. But I need Alec Manoah to be part of my core going forward. I cannot afford to lose him. I cannot afford to lose him because I'm paying a whole bunch of players a crap load of money right now. And quite frankly, I need a starting pitcher who can deliver for me cheap. And I don't just need that this year. I need it next year. I need it the year after that and the year after that.
Yeah, it's fair. It sounds like they've tried everything off the field, adjust everything he's done, the weightlifting program, the throwing program. You know,
Tell us about that because you mentioned that on Blair and Barker. They've made changes recently.
Yeah. Well, it's not. I mean, it's been a little further back than recently, but they have adjusted some things and, you know, tried to get him to throw in a little bit harder and, you know, stretched him out a little bit more in his long toss. And, like, they've done some things to try to make his arm stronger, to get better extension and, you know, make his legs a little bit stronger and, you know, do the core stuff that you try and do to not fall so much off to one side of the mound. They're trying all these things. I think to everybody's point is, and the people that I've talked to and listened to John on our show, it sounds like they've tried everything. And yep. Once you've tried everything – it's sort of the next step, and this for me, the next step is your GM step in and make it easy for everybody.
416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590, 11-4. The Blue Jays have lost to the Houston Astros. All eyes, though, everything tonight on Alec Manoah. Didn't make it out of the first inning, gave up a grand slam. Again, the Astros... yeah, quite frankly, the Astros treated him rudely. There's no other way to put it. The Jays got home runs from Dalton Varsho, Alejandro Kirk, always good to see.
Kiermaier was good again, too.
Kiermaier again, two hits from Kevin Kiermaier. Again, the bottom of the order did some stuff. You know, I'm beyond getting excited about doubles from Vladdy right now. I mean, Vladdy was 1-for-4 with a double, rolled over three times, struck out the other. But this is all about, frankly, this is all about Alec Manoah. Shane in Mississauga.
Hey, boys. Kind of got the same opinion as the last caller. Manoah's definitely got to go down, even if it's for a few months. I know Snyder's saying he can't, but that's a quick way for him to lose his job if he rides Manoah like this for the next 2 months. But I'm more mainly thinking of what are our options right now. And maybe it's time we dip into the minors. We don't have pitchers in the minors that can go with Manoah or how he's viewed as our number one starter. But we already have a number one in Gausman. We have a number two, or basically two number twos in Bassett and Berríos. We've got a 4 or 5 in Kikuchi, so maybe it's best if I've got two options. We dip into the minors, somebody like Tucker Thoman. We got a lot of middle infield depth going on in the minors. Trade him for a 3-4 starter to fill in at the back end. Let Gausman, Berríos, and Bassett take the 1-2-3. And if trades aren't an option and we're going to have to go with bullpen, Pearson's not a bad option. He's still doing two innings at a time. Send him down for a couple of weeks, let him stretch out to 3 or 4 innings, and then you can just pull a bullpen day every fifth day where he's the starter, I guess.
You know what, though, Shane? I got to tell you, if you send him down for 2 weeks, you're punting on the season. You don't need you can't afford whatever happens to replace Alec Manoah. Can't be a dude that you're going to work on for 2 or 3 weeks.
It's not Nate Pearson's fault.
No, it's and Barker's right. As far as making a trade, you know, listen, if I'm Ross Atkins, I'm on the phone, but I'll tell you what, if I'm any other general manager, I smell blood in the water here. You want a starting pitcher? I'll give you my biggest pile of crap, but you're going to have to give me one of your prospects. Nobody's going to help. Nobody's helping the Jays here. You know, nobody's helping the Jays. You take a look at the National League. every team in the National League, I think, going into Thursday was like five and a half games out of the playoff spot. Yeah, I suppose. I said this earlier. Look, there are teams that are disappointing this year, right? The Phillies are disappointing. I mean, Oakland's a joke. Let's leave Oakland aside. Phillies are disappointing. The White Sox, not as disappointing as they were, but still disappointing. Kansas City. The St. Louis Cardinals are going to fire their manager at some point. They need to do something. San Diego Padres. I mean, there's a whole bunch of teams where you look at them, you go, you could have a change of scenery thing happening there, and maybe that allows you to make a deal. Look, yeah. A couple of things, Kevin, at work here. First of all, look at the team you have now and look what you have going forward. You are going to have to go out and get a third baseman next year. That dude's going to have to hit in the middle of your lineup and be an everyday player. So you've got to look at this thing in its entirety. What you're giving up now is stuff that might help you address issues in the offseason. Having said that, you're a luxury tax team this year. You got the seventh highest payroll in baseball. You can't punt on the year. I don't think you can punt in the year. So, you know, and as far as free agents go, I mean, there are a bunch of guys out there. If you sign any of those free agents, same damn thing. They're going to need a couple of weeks to get ready. You don't have a couple of weeks. You should have had the replacement for Manoah in AAA already. And when I see a replacement, not somebody who's going to come up and pitch a complete game for you and be a Cy Young fine. Just somebody who can come up and do better than Manoah's doing right now. Somebody who can come up and give you three innings. Kev, maybe the caller's point. You know, Nate Pearson? Maybe he can't pitch in high leverage right now. All right. Maybe Nate Pearson can give you, you can use Nate Pearson in an opener situation. Or go out and get somebody who can fill in a bulk role for you. But you cannot send Alek Manoah out again. You just can't.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. But it sounds to me like everything you just mentioned there in their next start, you're looking at maybe a Trevor Richards as an opener, Bowden Francis, if that's the guy you want to pick. And then you follow up with Nate Pearson, and they'll give you six innings. And then you fill in the blanks the rest of the way.
John Schneider, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, has done his media availability. Obviously, the question talking about Alek Manoah, talking about his body language, and the body language of his teammates was not very good, I can tell you that. This is John Schneider a few minutes ago.
John, what did you see as the issues that he fought most tonight?
I mean, Grand Slam, obviously, you know, walk before that, but I think it was just, you know, pitches in the middle of the plate a little bit. You know, we knew they were coming out swinging, first two guys, and you know, it's a soft single and then a bunt hit with one strike and kind of unraveled from there. So I think, you know, it's easy to kind of look past some of the guys at the bottom of the order, even though they're pretty good when you have those guys at the top. And, you know, left the pitch right there for the Grand Slam.
From the process elements that we were discussing before the game, did you see progression in any of those things that you think there's that show any sort of, I guess, measure of improvement along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, he was in the zone much more, I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of pitches through the first nine hitters. And, you know, one of the things we're looking at, I think, is pitches per inning. And, you know, tonight wasn't his night.
Schneider, at this point, with just some of his body language, are you concerned about sending him out there in 5 days and having it go in a similar fashion?
I mean, I think we're, you know, we're past that point. You know, I think, again, I think what we're concerned about is just really trying to do whatever we need to do to get him better. So it's, again, we're talking about a really good pitcher for one, and you know, it's been a tough go for him. So he understands that, and you know, there's no concern, but I think the main focus is to just do whatever we need to do to get him better.
That's John Schneider. And Kevin, I think you just heard a manager who definitely doesn't want to push the panic button. I think he knows everybody else is doing it for him. And I don't think I also think you just heard a manager who's, at this point, he's done everything. I mean, I cannot be any clearer. This is not on John Schneider. This is not on Pete Walker. If Alek Manoah makes another start, that's on the GM, period. End of argument.
Yeah.
If he makes another start and it goes pear-shaped, that's on Ross Atkins.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing his best to give positives. I mean, they're almost impossible. The 38 pitches in an inning to nine batters is a little hard to take, right? The 5-3 ball counts. It's, again, I tried to give positives by if Vladdy turns to double play, you give up one or two instead of six. But still, it's 38 pitches in an inning, and you didn't pick up your buddy, and, you know, just the quality of stuff, right? That's what it is. Arm side is where he made his money last year. He dominated arm side. That is nowhere to be found. That, for me, is the big issue.
Ryan and Beaton.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller, so thank you all very much.
Thank you and welcome.
Just for about Aliafanoa, I think it's more detriment at this point to keep sending him out there every 5 days. I mean, the more and more you send him out there, and the more and more we see him like this, the more and more the fans at this point are turning on him. Like, we heard boos today out there when he came off the field. And for a guy who was so beloved at the beginning of the year and last year to then come off the field at the beginning of June and being booed, it's very scary. And I think for him, it's going to be affecting him for quite a while. And I know we don't have any depth at AAA, but I think at this point, Ross does need to do something. He needs to find some sort of way to either make a trade or maybe look through free agency to find someone that they can just put in there for three innings. And rest of the time, try to do their best to either have someone either leverage from an opener position to that free agent to the rest of the other guys at the bottom of the order in the bullpen, because we can't keep doing this to this guy. I think he deserves better, and I think just his body language, he knows he needs to do better, but at the moment, putting him out there every 5 days is just not the answer.
Yeah, Ryan, listen, I'm with you. I said this the last start – Kevin, the last start here in Toronto. I mean, I just felt bad for him. On a human level, I felt bad. I didn't like what I saw in the dugout. I don't like seeing a guy who, you know, for some people around baseball, Alec Manoah's act probably wore thin, and I guarantee you there are folks around baseball looking at this, you know, hello, Alex Verdugo. Guys looking at this and kind of going, well, big boy, you're getting your just desserts right now. You know, you talked a lot, and you walked around a lot, and now it's being handed to you. I'm sure there are people thinking that, but for me, man, I feel sorry for the dude. I'm more concerned about Alec Manoah right now than I am about the Blue Jays. I'm more concerned about Alec.
Yeah, look, let's be honest. He wouldn't be the first guy to get sent down. I mean, a lot of people get sent down. Mike Trout got sent down. He seems to be okay. All right, sometimes you just need to step away. It looks to me like it's more, I don't think it's physical or mechanical anymore. It's mental, right? The stuff looked good tonight. I said the home run that was hit, I thought that was a good pitch. I mean, it's 94 with some sink to it. I just a hitter dropped a head on it. Like, it's a decent pitch early in the count to try and get ahead, maybe get a ground ball, those kind of things. So, yeah, look, this is one of those situations where I just think sometimes there has to be a grown-up in the room. Who's it going to be, right? If you run him out there and he gives you two innings and you blows up and you got to go get him again, who does that benefit? Jeff, like, I don't understand. It's not helping your team any, because now all of a sudden you're using six other pitchers to get through a thing. Thank goodness that Kevin Gausman's throwing tomorrow. I mean, if you're a Jays fan, you got that to hang your hat on. Hopefully he can give a solid start and give him a chance to win a game tomorrow. But I just, when it comes to the human being part of it, forget about everything else and who you don't have to bring up. It's just the human side of it, right? You can tell he's given everything he's got, and for whatever reason, it's not working out. And now, maybe it's just you need sometimes a person to step in and go, we're going to give you your time. However long that is, you come back, you dominate.
416-870-0590, *591, AAA-666-0590. The Houston Astros beating the Toronto Blue Jays 11-4 tonight at the Rogers Center, the first of a four-game series. It's Gausman and Hunter Brown tomorrow. That will be a terrific matchup. And Mr. Barker's right. If you're a Jays fan, you got Gausman, you got Bassett and Berríos in the next three games. So perhaps it'll be possible to flush this one away. We're going to take a break and come back and take a look around the major leagues with our major league standings watch. 11-4, the Blue Jays losing to the Houston Astros. It's Blue Jays talk on Sportsnet 590, the Fan of the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Just continue to stay the path, you know, continue to work hard every day, continue to do everything, you know, I can on and off the field to be a better person, be a better player, and understanding that this game is hard, it's going to kick you in the butt, but that doesn't change, you know, how we work. You know, we're not going to give up on that, we're going to keep going at it, and we'll find a way to push through.
That is Alek Manoah, who couldn't make it out of the first inning tonight in an 11-4 loss to the Houston Astros. I did find a positive here.
I gave you three already.
I found a positive. Yeah, but those were just, you admitted
those
you were
great
reaching.
Threes.
You would, I got it. Well, I don't know.
Those were great threes.
If the first baseman had made a double play, I might have only given up two or three runs in an inning. I don't know if I'd call that a positive.
Do you think the Jays could come back down two or three or six?
I've got some positives.
I bet they're not as good as mine were.
Well, I think not as good as mine were. The last Toronto Blue Jays pitcher to give up seven hits in the first inning was Pat Henkin on July 20th, 1993, against the Angels. Only one other Jays pitcher's given up seven hits in an inning, in the first inning. Dave Steeb, April 13th, 1988. Those are two pretty good pitchers, and that's all I got.
It's not really a positive, is it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It suggests that
talk about reaching.
I don't know what it is. Well, if the first baseman had made a play, we might have only given up five runs. Anyhow, time for the Major League Standings Watch presented by Bet365. With Bet365, you can bet in things like player props, totals, or game outcomes across many, many different sports. 19+, play responsibly, Ontario only. Only one other game involving the American League East tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays. Actually, it was this afternoon. They beat the Boston Red Sox 4-1. Kevin Barker, my Rays are 43-19. They are in first place. They are the best team in baseball. The Baltimore Orioles, your Baltimore Orioles.
I'll take it.
The Showalter-less Baltimore Orioles are 37-22. The New York Yankees are 36-25. Toronto is 33-28. The Boston Red Sox are 30-30. And the Jays, if you're interested, are 9.5 out of first and 3 out of the wild card. So there you go. You didn't like that positive.
Well, it wasn't really a positive.
Well.
Has nothing to do with Alek Manoah.
David in Toronto.
Good day.
I'm gonna let you explain yourself. I get a little line that tells me what you want to talk about. And it says here, Manoah should still get a few more starts.
That's
so
right.
I'm just
going to
stand
so.
Back and let you explain yourself. I'm not even going to interrupt.
Okay. Shall I begin?
Yes. David, you know, I can't believe I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'm just talking about the immediate future. I'm not talking 2 months. I'm not even talking 1 month. I'm talking one more start, maybe two more starts. You know, over the course of the season, Manoah has gone through the frustration of being a professional ball player. And he's answered all the questions from the media, being a professional ball player. And he showed the humbleness of a professional ball player in the past 2 weeks. And there's no doubt that it's tough to argue with what's being said out there about Manoah not having another start. It's really tough to argue that. But there is something to be said for reaching the bottom of the barrel emotionally, which Manoah must have reached tonight. And there's something to be said with the human spirit that drives us all, that can bounce back from that situation. And now that everybody is sort of on the same page, the one page that he shouldn't be starting anymore, I would like to see him get one more start with that knowledge in his ego, because sometimes it does take the ego a little bit of time to catch up with reality.
David, God bless you, man. Here's the thing. And thank you for the call. Alek Manoah was more worked up after that Yankees game. He looked like tonight he just looked like a dude who just, I got it handed to me. Like, got no answers. That Yankees game, he was basically crying in the dugout. And I'm not saying that to make him feel bad. He was basically crying in the dugout in that game.
Let me ask you a
question. That to me was the bottom. That to me was rock bottom.
Who's his next start against? Do you have the schedule in front of you?
Minnehaha, Minnesota.
Not very good offensively. Okay, if you wanted to give him one more, that'd probably be the team you want to give it against.
Why not?
Did it sound like Alek Manoah and Ross Atkins and Pete Walker and John Snyder had a talk like, you know, we're going to need to see something in your next start, which was this one? Didn't sound that way to me. Sounded to me like it was all systems go and we're going to do the best we can do to
John Snyder
run it back out there next time.
I thought pregame John Schneider was a little more he'll make his next start. I didn't get the sense that it was necessarily a long-term, that this is this is kind of the way it's going to go. I thought John was pretty careful with his words when he spoke to us. And then today he kind of – Ben,
yeah, I was
Ben Wagner said it really wasn't a, yeah, we're going to keep sending him out type of thing today. I didn't get that sense, and I certainly didn't get the sense post-game. I just think it's sense. John just can't say anything else. He's got nothing else to say. John's not going to look in the microphone and say, folks, I've done everything I can. Pete's done everything I can. Alex done everything he can do. It's up to Ross to do it. He's not going to say that.
I was more talking about what Alec was saying. We know what John said. He
said
that on our show. He said that on last
Friday. What's Alec going to say?
What he was going to do about Alec and
what's
how
Alec
hard he
say?
Was working. And
What's Alec going to so, say? What's Alec going to say? Send me down to AAA. Pull me out of what's he going to say, Kevin?
We'll see. You're right.
What's Manoah going to say?
He said exactly what he was supposed to say.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily read anything. That Maddie and Victoria, you want to talk about Alec Manoah and also Vladdy? Whoa, something else to talk about tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, boys. Great show.
Thank you.
It's funny, when you played that clip of Manoah talking to the press, I was like, this is like cruel and unusual punishment at this point, right? Like, this guy should probably – like, Barker, you were saying, go away from the game, maybe see a sports psychologist or something, get in the gym, get his confidence back in some
other
manner.
Trust me, this organization is sports psychologists coming out of the yin-yang. My guess is he's got like 50 or 60 people in his head right now. That may be part of the problem.
Yeah, but either way, like you were saying, for his own well-being, he should probably step away for a while and kind of start – you know, figure it out, right? But what's even more glaring, I think, is because Vladdy is not really producing at the clip that we all hoped he would. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is magnifying all these other problems that mm-hmm. we have on this team.
Bigger
right?
picture, it sure is.
Right. So, you know, I posed the question a while back whether or not people still thought Vladdy was going to be a $300 million player. And if you didn't, then would you look to see if there were other people that maybe thought he was a $300 million player and see if you could get something in value in return? I can't tell you all the hate I got when I suggested that on my socials. But all I'm saying is that, you know, they need to be shrewd, and I don't think Ross Atkins is Masai Ujiri, you know, where he can trade his best player in order to win a championship.
Masai's not exactly had the two – his last 2 years haven't exactly been all that great. I'm not certain I want to be compared to Masai Ujiri based on what I saw the last 2 years. But I get your point. Here's the thing, Maddie. We're up against the clock. And, Kevin, we'll thank you, Maddie. We'll talk about this as well. For me, Vladdy Jr. is not a $300 million player for this organization. He might be for somebody.
Yep.
He might be for somebody. But neither is he a guy. He's not a guy you trade. I mean, you look at as quote-unquote bad a year he's had. There's still a lot of numbers that really like him. I know, Kevin, you roll your eyes at hard hit and the hard hit numbers and all that. He's still making hard contact. He's still a gold glove first baseman. You know, you're not going to get any, I don't think you can entertain trading Vladdy right now. I've been very clear about this. I think the long-term contract thing, I think that train left the station a long time ago. You go year to year with Vladdy, he's going to make a ton of money in arbitration. Maybe as an off year and doesn't make as much money in arbitration the next year as he thought he might. He's still going to make money. He's going to get up close to $30 million in a couple of years without free agency. Anyhow, I go year to year with him. I really do. At this point, if I'm the Blue Jays, I go year to year with him. Because you know what? If you don't win a World Series in the next 3 years, you're going to be blowing part of this thing up anyhow. I mean, let's be honest. You are. And probably if they don't win a World Series in the next 3 years, it probably isn't going to be Ross Atkins tossing the grenade into the thing. It's probably going to be somebody else. So I think we are where we are with Vladdy, Kevin.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We've been saying this forever. Like, this is, in my mind, if they would have wanted to give him $300 million, they would have done it already.
I'm with you. And as, you know, as for Alec Manoah, though, your wider point, caller's wider point was right. A lot of the quote-unquote issues around this team right now are magnified by the fact that the lineup just hasn't been that consistent. And bigger picture, that to me, I mean, if I send Alec Manoah down to the minors, I still got Brandon Belt as my cleanup hitter. So, you know what I'm saying? I still got bigger picture issues. Like, Alec Manoah is the one front and center right now. That's the most impressing or most pressing thing I need to deal with right now. But it's not the only issue.
Nope.
It's not the only issue at all. Anyhow, the good thing about baseball is you get to do it again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that and the day after that and the day after that. There are still three games left against the Houston Astros. The Jays have got their studs going. Gausman, Bassett, Berríos. Tomorrow, Kevin Gausman against Hunter Brown, a good, good young pitcher for the Astros. That's going to be a lot of fun. 7:07 is the first pitch on Sportsnet 590, the Fan at Sportsnet. Let's hope it turns out a lot better than it did tonight. 11-4, the Houston and Astros beat the Blue Jays. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Crown Rust Protection. Did you know that vehicles rust faster in warmer weather? As the weather warms and we all get ready for summer, make sure your vehicle is protected from rust with Crown. Visit crown.com for your nearest location.